last week, we heard Moshe Rabbeinu's message to Klal Yisrael. What Hashem's will is for every single Jew. He called out Shema Yisrael. Every Jew listen. Every Jew internalize. That Hashem Elokeinu. That's number one, that Hashem is our Eibishter. And also, that Hashem is Echad. That Hashem is one, the only one. And if we remember, his word Shema Yisrael came after he repeated the Aseres HaDibros. And that reveals to us a very important message. That is the high level of importance that Shema Yisrael plays in the role of every single Jew. In our parasha of Akev, literally comes on the heels of his word Shema Yisrael. But then Akev, we find the parasha, the second parasha in Kriya Shema, which is V'hoyah Im Shemoya. And that is not to listen. That is the parasha of if you will listen. And that means that we can voluntarily do Hashem's will, or we could choose Chas V'Shalom not to do Hashem's will. And that parasha teaches us the consequences of listening and not listening. The consequences are automatic, as they are described clearly in the parasha of Ahayim Shemaya, for better or for worse. And that means that we choose our destiny. We have to, however, know that when we go out of our comfort zone to please Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem's blessings are waiting for all of us. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael a simple recipe for success in life. Everybody wants to be successful in life. But you can't be successful in life unless you know the recipe. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that if you will do what's incumbent upon you, then you will allow Hashem Yisbarach to fulfill his promise to our forefathers. And he starts off with a confident statement, a statement of positivity, giving Klal Yisrael the benefit of the doubt. And he says, V'hoyah Akev Tishma'un, that they will be rewarded for listening to Hashem's will. But it takes a little bit more than listening. And the Torah continues to describe for us that Moshe Rabbeinu said right after that, Ushmartem v'asisem osam, that you are also required to do something about what you heard. And that means that Klal Yisrael will have to observe and fulfill the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded them. And Rashi explains on these words that Hashem really does not appreciate when we're picking and choosing what yes to do and what not to do. But what Hashem really wants, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to relate, is for us to commit wholeheartedly to do Hashem's will, to do it without any compromises, even those mitzvahs that seem to be insignificant. Every mitzvah is significant. But in our own mind, sometimes we paint a picture what mitzvah is more important, what mitzvah is less important. Sometimes we focus more on the important mitzvahs and sometimes on the mitzvahs that we think are not so important. But we don't know the value of mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is valuable and important in and of itself because it is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has requested of us. And he says to them that if you will please Hashem and will observe the mitzvahs, then the blessings that Hashem has in store for us are endless. And he describes that in great detail throughout the parasha. And if one really wants direction in life, it's worthwhile to study this parasha very carefully. Because there Moshe Rabbeinu really reveals Hashem's will for the Jewish people. But when we go through the parasha, we see that this parasha is loaded with promise, it's loaded with assurances, it's loaded with blessings. It's also replete with warnings of retribution, of chas v'shalom. We desert the Torah. But it gives us a tremendous amount of knowledge about how we as a people, we as a nation manage to exist. And if we study carefully, we come away with a tremendous amount of lessons. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in his oratory way, expresses many of these visions in so many different ways. It is really a roadmap for the Jewish people of the do's and don'ts. And I will just take a moment now to mention just a few. Important statements which I feel is worthwhile for us to ingrain into our consciousness. As I read the parasha, the pasuk said, Rak ba'avasecha choshek Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, only in your forefathers does Hashem have a desire, does Hashem care about. La'ahava osam, to love them. Now listen to this. Vayivchar bezaram achareihem, and Hashem chose their children after them. Bechem bekol ha'amim, you from amongst all the nations. Hayom hazeh, this day. Quite an encouraging statement that it means even today when we go through all the trials and tribulations that we go through, we need to remember that Vayivcha Bezarim Achareim, that Hashem chose the children of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the nation to whom which we belong. It is also worthwhile to remember Moshe Rabbeinu's assurance as they're getting ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Oso. It is a land which Hashem has His eye on. Always Hashem's eye, Hashem's concentration is on Eretz Yisrael. That is comforting to know that Hashem is always watching over our precious Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes we may feel very concerned about the situation in Eretz Yisrael. But we have to remember these words. These words are extremely important and relevant today when there is so much concern about the safety of our people. And we see a situation which sometimes we're so concerned is unsurmountable. But it's not a new situation. Because when the Yidden were ready to enter Eretz Yisrael, they also had a concern. Their concern was, Mi yisyatzel lefnei b'nei anok, who's going to be able to stand up to the giants that are in Eretz Yisrael? They were concerned, how would they be able to conquer these giants that they heard about? But what did Hashem Yisbarach tell them? Hashem said, the facts don't count. I will wage the war, and I will destroy all those nations that stand before you. This is the concept that we say in Oz Yoshir. If the Yidden cross the Yam Suf, Hashem ish melchama, Hashem shemoy, Hashem is the ish melchama, He wages the war for us. And we have to remember that. And we say this all the time. On Pesach, we sham the love of Senu v'lono, what stood for our forefathers. Shleichod, Omad Alenu l'chalosenu, not one nation stood up to hurt us. V'kodesh Bolchu, Matzilenu v'yodam. It's Hashem that saves us. And this is what the Navi said. The Navi said, Loi b'chayel v'loi b'koyach. It's not armament and it's not strength. Kim beruchi amar Hashem. It's with the spirit of Hashem. When we live by the spirit of the Torah, that is our greatest protection. But Moshe Rabbeinu warns them, and even though you're going to enter the land and you're going to be successful, you're going to conquer the nations, you're going to require a lot of wealth, you're going to experience success, be careful not to become arrogant, not to become big shots. And he used the words, V'ram levavecha. Your hearts are going to soar. Because very often, people forget when they become wealthy, who is the cause of the wealth. So he says, V'ram levavecha v'shachachtos Hashem alakecha chasru sholom. You will forget about Hashem. Stay humble. Don't venture to think, Kol chiviyotzim yodi, osa sachay lazeh. That it was your power, it was your strength that created your victory against all your enemies. It's not your power. And any chokhmah, any wisdom that you had, and any plans that you implemented in order to conquer your enemy, you have to remember, Ki Hashem yitain chokhma. It is Hashem who gives the wisdom, epiv, dasu suna. From Him comes knowledge and understanding. And He was telling them and He was reminding them to remember this important principle, that the source of all success is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes on to remind them another important key to success, which is something that we also need to rehearse in our minds. As often as possible, Ma Hashem Alakecha Shalom Yimach, what is it that Hashem, your God, asks of you? Kim li yira, as Hashem Elokecha. To live in awe and fear of Hashem your God. Lalechas bedrochav, to follow in His ways. Lahava osam, and to love Him. Lavod as Hashem Elokecha, to serve Hashem your God. And how should you do that? B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, with all your heart and all your soul. And when we zero in on this pasuk a little bit more, we need to ask ourselves this simple question: why did Moshe Rabbeinu repeat the words Hashem Elokecha 3 times? Why did he say, number one, Mahashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach? He's speaking to all of them. He should have said, Mahashem Elokechem Shol Me'imchem. And he could have left out the words Hashem Elokecha the other 2 times. There's Kim Liira, Lelechas Bedrochav, Lava Oso, Lava Oso, B'chol Avav, B'chol Nafshecha. We also might want to understand over here why he used the first person when referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would make much more sense for him to have spoken of Hashem in the third person. And I believe Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to drive home a point over here and to reiterate for Klal Yisrael Hashem's opening statement at Har Sinai. What did Hashem say immediately when introduced Himself to Klal Yisrael? He said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am a father to each and every one of you individually. I want you to know that even if I become upset with you sometimes, remember Hashem. Remember that I'm all Rachmim. And even if there is din at times, remember Hashem is always before the Elokecha. The Rachmim is always before the din. Since Hashem introduced Himself to us in the first person, that is the reason why when we say a bracha, we are able to say, Ata Hashem Elokeinu, you are Hashem, our God, in the first person. And we don't address Hashem in the third person. So by Hashem saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that gives us the right to say, Ata Hashem Elokeinu, you are Hashem, our God. We are bound to Hashem. And being bound to Hashem means that we want to please Him and we want to serve Him as He would like us to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu's parting words of encouragement to Klal Yisrael at that time: let not anyone think that it only applies to the Jewish people of that time, but it really applies to all of us, wherever we are scattered in this world. That these are principles of faith and trust in Hashem that we have to always review and internalize. That just like the Kodesh Baruch Hu let us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and there was no power able to stand in his way. And he delivered us to Eretz Yisrael at that time. So too we need to have the confidence and live with this confidence consistently that in the very near future he will once again gather all of us from all the four corners of the world and once again deliver us permanently to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we zoche to see this in our time.